hit this one, Miles.
You are listening to The Business Called Cricket, only on Red Podcast.
India returns to Australia this winter for the defence of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. On The Business Called Cricket, we begin a series of podcasts that will define the rivalry and how it has shaped this time around. Is India versus Australia bigger than the Ashes? Well, you might find an answer over the next few weeks. So follow me, NDTV's Deputy Editor Rika Roy, on this exciting cricket journey that I kick off with the legendary Alan Border, who joins me all the way from Brisbane in Australia. Thank you very much for joining me on this chat, Alan. Well, you know, many are saying that this situation where Virat Kohli is going to leave the tour, the Australian tour, midway, is comparable to 80 years ago when Vic Richardson led a team of Australians to South Africa because Sir Don remained at home and he was resting. And there is no such parallel in the history of cricket. How do you respond to that?
I think it's happened before, but not quite the same circumstances, you know, where Virat has decided that he's going to come home for the birth of his first baby. That hasn't happened, I don't think, in the past. I mean, I missed the birth of my first two children because of cricket. It just was something that we didn't do. You know, you played cricket and the girls stayed at home and had as much support as you can give them. You wanted to be there, of course, but your job or cricket came first. And it's a modern trend now that the players go home or don't go on tours. But I think back to 1981 when Greg Chappell didn't tour England on an Ashes tour, not necessarily because of birth of children and things, but it was just a business decision. In those days, we didn't have contracts and things, so he stayed at home because of work commitments. And at the time, he was the best player in the world, arguably, with Viv Richards. That's the only one time I can think where a quality player didn't go on tour for reasons other than injury, but certainly not for staying at home because of the birth of children. So that's a modern phenomena. And India are going to miss Virat. I think he's such a quality performer, plus his leadership role is going to be missed.
What is going to be really missed? Virat the performer, Virat the captain, or Virat the guy who is the biggest draw when it comes to India-Australia cricket? Which of this persona will be missed?
Well, I think it's a combination. I think that's really where what Virat brings to the table is a combination of all those things you mentioned, and they're all quality. So, yes, you're going to miss all the runs he probably will have scored in those three test matches in particular. Can you replace that? Very, very difficult. You've got a lot of quality players that are going to be in Australia, but there'll be no Virat Kohli. So just batting performances alone, that's it. His captaincy, I love the way he approaches it. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He's always boisterous. He's always up. He's always competitive. He's always trying to move the game forward as far as tactically. And then, you know, you see that the way he plays his cricket. You know, it's just so passionate and aggressive. Whatever the Aussies dish out, Virat will, cop it and then give some back. And that's what India are going to miss the most. I think that combination of things that he brings to the table, that leadership role, you know, the whole combination is going to be missed. So it's sad in a way that we only see him for that one game. I do understand, you know, baby number one, you want to be there. But, it's a big out for India.
Well, let me remind our viewers, for the first time in 9 months, cricket fans in India can see Team India back on the field for the upcoming India tour of Australia, starting 27th of November from 8 a.m. live and exclusive on Sony 10.1, Sony 10.3 and Sony 6 channels. Well, Alan, you've played in several of the India-Australia contests. You have covered many. How unique is this? And why would you say is this different from all the other contests that has happened?
I think globally we're just in a strange place at the moment, aren't we? With the COVID-19 virus, it's just affected so many people's lives in different ways. And sport in particular has taken a real second place to making sure that we try and get through this situation. Mm-hmm. So it's great. A very, very different environment, a different world that we live in. A series like this probably gain more importance because it gives people more of an outlet. maybe back to some sort of normal sort of routines that mm-hmm. we haven't had to sort of endure in the past. So I think this tour in particular is vitally important. For Test cricket, the finances, the game, generally speaking, India, very powerful in that area. But Australia, India is such an important contest for all those reasons. People just love the contest between our two countries. It always throws up something special. The rivalry is second to none, really. And it's just in the way the world is at the moment, I think it just adds something special, because we've all been doing it a bit tough for various reasons. And I think it's good to have this sort of contest just, a few days away, really, to look forward to. And I think that's going to be the difference between other contests of the past. We've just had the routine tour schedule. I think this is different, just has a different feel because of the COVID-19. I mean, we don't really even know where that first test match is going to be. Is it still Adelaide? So we've got political things going on in the background here. So it's even that in itself, players going into bubbles or isolation, it's very, very different to we've had anything like it in the past.
That's my next question, Alan. You have played cricket around the world over, three decades. Have you experienced any situation like this, being in a bubble and playing the sport?
No way.
I mean, pandemic, of course, has happened first time in 100 years. But, just staying in a bubble and how much would you say is that going to impact the players?
I think it's a big issue because I think to myself, that there's no way I would want to just be to force into isolation, into a hotel room for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I mean, the players are going to be almost like that for the whole tour of Australia, aren't they? They're going to go from one bubble to another. And just to not to have that freedom to go and, I think it's very important mentally to get away from the game. So there's the pressures of playing, and then you can sort of at 6 o'clock comes at night, that day's over, you can go out and have a meal, you can go to a pub, you can have a few beers, you can just relax however you want to. Whereas now, you're basically going to go straight back into a team bus. It's going to be very strict regulations back to the hotel. Yeah, it's going to be in a lockdown situation that we've never, ever seen before. And how the players cope with that, I think, is a really important factor in this series because, yes, there's the pressures of playing, but there's that added pressure and mental tiredness that comes with, that routine of lockdown. I personally haven't had to experience anything quite like that. You've always been able to get away from the game. If you're a golfer, you can have a game of golf. Whatever you want to do socially, you can do.
Alan, I'm really curious to know at this point, which of your teammates would have exited the lockdown, would have just said goodbye to Australian cricket because of being in this lockdown?
I'd like to think that no one would opt out because hopefully you create a really good environment around a cricket team that, yes, it's a lockdown situation. It's going to be difficult. You might be able to see your family as much as you would like, but we've got enough characters within the side that would cause enough havoc and interest around a bubble that you'd have a lot of fun playing cards or, setting up all sorts of different activities just to keep everyone sort of bubbling along in that unique situation you find yourself. I mean, I think of Merv Hughes and these guys, that would be absolute nightmare to be locked down with for a couple of weeks.
Bubbling along in a bubble.
It'd be fun. I think it's up to the really important part of the process, for India and Australia will be generating that environment around the team where you can keep things a bit lighthearted. Yes, serious playing cricket, but, keep it relaxed away from the game.
One other question I have to ask you before I ask the cricket questions. For the first time, we are seeing a lot of questions around mental health of players in cricket. We have heard one or two players talking about, stress of playing cricket across the globe in all kind of environment. But for the first time, so many of them are talking together. Do you think this is making the sport healthier?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting question for me because I don't sort of get it. The mental health, particularly, there's some environments that you might find yourself in where I can understand young players, not coping, but playing cricket. I mean, you know, does it? You could be out digging ditches for a living. You know, playing cricket for a living, can it be that bad? Even if you're not getting paid huge amounts of money, it's still better than doing a lot of other things in life. So there must be some inherent problem that you're born with, and then cricket, pressures of cricket maybe get too much. Doesn't matter how much money you're earning, it's just the pressures of performing and playing and being away from home, being away from family, loved ones, etc. Some players don't cope as well as others. So it seems to be more of an issue, or maybe it's one of those issues that is talked about more, that more players from my era suffered in silence, encouraged to unload more, which is probably a good thing. Hard to sort of understand. I'm thinking, hang on, if I could get in a time machine, I'd be happy to go back and play every day of the week playing cricket. I mean, I'd love to be in that situation, to wake up every day going to go and have a game of cricket. How good would that be? So I don't quite understand it, but I think it's an issue, yes, that it's prevalent, and players are more likely to talk about it rather than keep it sort of tucked inside.
Alan, it's a Border Gavaskar trophy. What kind of challenges are you throwing at Sunil Gavaskar, and what are you telling him that this is going to be the scoreline this time around? Because I know an Aussie can't take defeat. And last time, you know, I was reading somewhere the Pujara bored you to a defeat.
Not so much bore me. I mean, there was admiration there for Pujara. What he did was phenomenal. But as an opposition person watching the TV, watching Pujara just endlessly bat for hours and hours and hours, it was hard work as an opponent, wishing that one of our bowlers would get the better of him. But as far as Sunny goes, I mean, I talked to him, about a month ago, and he said, don't worry about Kohli. Tell your people he'll be there 100% all four test matches. Don't panic. He won't come home from the He's a guy who left his father's funeral to go to a first-class match, something along those lines. I'm thinking, okay. I start talking like this, oh, no, don't worry about Virat Kohli. He'll be here for the whole summer. Mm-hmm. He's not coming out. Yeah, a month later, we've got Virat. I'll be on Gavaskar. If he comes to Australia, look out. I'll be after him.
Okay, and what is your series prediction? The test prediction for the one-day, the white ball series? And for the test series.
Oh, okay. So we'll start off with 2020s. I think India have the upper hand there. Just straight through IPL. I think IPL has created so many good short-form cricketers for India. They may have the advantage there coming out of the IPL. Mm-hmm. Our side have got players that have played in the IPL, but not as many as your guys. Mm-hmm. So they have the advantage there. 50-over cricket. Then it gets a bit more even. It's hard to predict there, but I think maybe I'm favouring 1-1, maybe 2-1. There's three games each, isn't there, to Australia. And then I think with Virat Kohli only playing one game, test series in Australia, I like the look of our side. We've got some good quality young players coming in. We've got a quality fast bowling outfit. Warner and Smith back into that batting top six. That's where I think the advantage starts to shift towards Australia. So I'm thinking 2-1 Aussies in test matches. So what did I say? 2-1 2020. Pretty even the 50-over game. I can't split them. And 2-1 Aussies test match series.
Okay, so let me remind our listeners that this will be India's first pink ball test overseas, and fans can catch all the action live and exclusive on Sony 10.1, Sony 10.2, Sony 10.3. And Sony 6 channels. Alan, what about the crowds? Will we see Adelaide Oval packed to rafters?
Well, if you'd asked me that question maybe a week ago, I would have said yes. Mm-hmm. Now, because of the COVID-19 and the very strict sanctions that we have in this country, when these cases start appearing. So currently Adelaide's in lockdown, total lockdown. So they wouldn't allow people to go to the ground to gather in those numbers. So, sadly, we mightn't see the big crowds that you would expect for the series because of this pandemic that's going. I've got my fingers crossed that that's not the case, that things get sorted out and that as the series unfolds, we'll be allowed more and more people to go along and watch. So that's the hope in this part of the world. And I think it's a better game, isn't it, to watch a game of cricket where the crowd are involved rather mm-hmm. than a stadium. It just doesn't look right.
You can watch Alan Border on Extra Innings during the India versus Australia series on Sony 10.1 and Sony 7 channels. And if you have a feedback on this episode, you can tweet to me at Cheerica, which is Cheerica, and Red FM India. Thank you very much for listening.
Oh, he's hit this one, Miles.
You were listening to The Business Called Cricket, only on Red Podcast.